GOP Murkowski challenger Kelly Tshibaka. Senator sucks up to CNN, supports radical Biden administration. By Hannah Blow on May 1, 2021. Kelly Tshibaka, the conservative Republican Senate candidate challenging incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, said her campaign is seeing support from former supporters of the incumbent senator, even those who worked on Murkowski's campaign in the past, because they realize the sitting senator represents the D.C. elite, the D.C. insiders, and the Biden administration, she said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Tshibaka, who recently announced plans to run against the incumbent senator, discussed the big news of the week regarding her campaign, namely that CNN had been caught spreading hit pieces on her, even shopping them around to local media outlets in Alaska. "I think it's because they are scared they are going to lose Lisa Murkowski in the Senate," Tshibaka told Breitbart News Saturday host and Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle. "She sucks up to CNN, and she's a supporter of this radical Biden administration as it continues this divisive and dictatorial agenda that's driving us toward debt, dependency, and ultimately a divided States of America, and I won't stand for any of that." She described Murkowski as a traitor, noting that the incumbent senator is not seeing mass support from Alaskans. Rather, she has a lot of PACs supporting her and D.C. money backing her up. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Kelly Tshibaka, May 1, 2021. "She's got endorsements coming from D.C. We have endorsements from Alaskans. That's how it's shaking out. She's got a lot of money behind her from D.C. George Soros has praised her. The New York Times calls her a symbol of resistance. We have Alaskans who are lining up behind us," she said, explaining that former Murkowski supporters are flocking to her campaign. "People who formerly supported Lisa Murkowski, formerly worked on her campaign, they're all defecting and lining up behind our campaign because they understand Lisa Murkowski represents the D.C. elite, the D.C. insiders, the Biden administration, and none of that is good for Alaska," she said. "Our economy was crippled on day one when Joe Biden targeted and attacked our oil and gas jobs. They're pushing all these headlines across the United States saying the economy is rebounding, the nation is on the move. No. Alaska's in a meltdown, and our economy is struggling," Tshibaka continued, noting Murkowski is not standing up but rather enabling and voting with the people causing these problems for Alaskans. Tshibaka added another tidbit, telling the Breitbart News Saturday audience that Murkowski's father literally gave her his Senate seat when he appointed her to that seat when he became governor. "And we've had a Murkowski in that seat for 40 years. That seat doesn't belong to someone named Murkowski," she said. "It belongs to Alaska, and we need that vote to vote for Alaskans. That's why I'm running." Boyle noted that Murkowski stood as the only senator in the Republican conference to vote to confirm Vinita Gupta, a radical left Democrat, as associate attorney general. Because of that, Vice President Kamala Harris did not need to break a 50-50 tie. Tshibaka identified Gupta as a radical and a defund the police advocate, which is bad for Alaska, as the state needs major help in terms of public safety, and that is not something they will get from Gupta. She added, noting the harsh statements Gupta made against anyone who doesn't line up with the Biden administration's beliefs on things regarding conservative values, such as school choice. "Lisa Murkowski went with the Democrats. She didn't even need to. She crossed over and confirmed that person who will target our rights, who will defund the police, and Alaskans don't stand for any of that," the conservative Senate candidate added.